Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah, it's bit season, what a time to be alive, bit season, couple of regular guys, it's bit season, go have yourself a laugh, it's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Happy holidays. This is Drab T-Shirt.
Happy Thanksgiving / Christmas, Drab T-Shirt. This is Matt Valdez.
We are just getting into the holiday season, the last day of November here. I feel bad for Valdez. He thought we were getting paid today.
Well, I did not think we were
lost track of the weeks.
I lost track because of the pay. I don't know. It's not. The pay structure changes around the holidays. So I said, hey, do we get paid this week?
There's nothing worse than thinking you're about to get paid and then realizing you're a week off.
I was planning. I was doing my plan.
Yeah, because we got paid on the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I got a holiday shopping to do.
Yeah, are you? You know, and I'm proud of myself. I have not. I bragged about on Junkies last week about how I love Black Friday to buy treat yourself.
Yeah,
I didn't buy. You I haven't bought anything.
You were good to yourself.
I didn't buy. I haven't bought anything. And now look, I got kids. I got a family. I got to buy stuff for that. I probably missed out on some deals this past weekend. But you know what?
You know what?
Looking
at your bank account, I'm sure you feel better about yourself.
Hey, I took my kids to Target on Saturday, I believe it was, and I'm just so psyched that kids' toys are just butt inexpensive.
They are? That's
when
great.
No, when they're that young. Like when they get older. But toddlers, they love Paw Patrol. They love like little toy plastic things that are $6.99.
I remember when I was little, like the Super Soaker era. Like those Super Soakers used to cost so much money.
No. When they're probably between the age of 3 and 5, okay. You can get away.
You can get knickknacks
with nubbing them.
Hey, do you know what my this is? I kind of had a depressing Thanksgiving.
I don't think I even asked you about your Thanksgiving. The only thing I know about your Thanksgiving is you've been eating that kielbasa for about a week.
I know. Turkey kielbasa.
And you've been having these smoky farts.
I know.
That are grossing me out.
It's firing the hole in the producer studio for a week straight. I've been using that as my protein, is turkey kielbasa.
Okay.
But this is why Thanksgiving went poorly at the Valdez household. I wouldn't say poorly. It's always nice to see my family and my brother and niece and newest nephew. Is number one, my mother didn't make my favorite Thanksgiving dish.
Is it a Thanksgiving dish or is this like a specialty?
No. So it's an actual Thanksgiving dish. Besides the Valdez family does sauerkraut. Which is a unique, and
right.
that's my number one.
But you had
seat.
That because you've been eating kielbasa.
Yeah, but this dish, which I feel like is a top fiver, definitely, might even top threer in terms of Thanksgiving, was not presented on the table.
Well, it's not top three unless it was mashed potatoes, turkey, and stuffing. Those are the top three.
I don't consider turkey a dish. That's like a main course. Turkey and ham, main course.
Oh,
I'm talking.
Okay.
I'm talking sides.
Mac and cheese.
We don't do mac and cheese. That's for nubbers. I'm not gonna lie. If you have mac and cheese during your Thanksgiving, hey. you might as well be poor.
Can I tell you something? I think I might be out on mac and cheese.
As Why?
Like altogether out on mac and cheese. I'll let you get back to what was missing from your. But. I also did not eat mac and cheese growing up on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
We just never made it. I mean, obviously, I think it probably started in the South. And
Well, mac and cheese is just like, it doesn't have to be a Thanksgiving side. It's like a side that you have with a pork chop or
something. Yeah, but I eat mashed potatoes all the time. I eat mashed potatoes every night growing up.
Oh, we don't have we never really did mashed potatoes.
We're strong Irish family. My dad's obsessed.
Yeah, Cahill.
Yeah, so we are mashed potato family. We just never had mac and cheese. But so on Thanksgiving, I said I would make mac and cheese and bring it over to my in-law's house. Yeah. And I just, the night before, I went to the store and it was just gutted.
Then it looked like a bomb scene.
End of days. So I woke up and I was like, where can I get the nicest pre-made mac and cheese for Thanksgiving? Wegmans, right? Because I think is probably the nicest grocery store. Even the Wegmans mac and cheese was just soupy, watery,
runny mac and cheese.
Just gross. And I'm like, I bought it and people ate it, but I'm like, this is not even that good.
I consider mac and cheese kids food, unless there's like a lobster mac. It's kids food, but that's how I view it.
I think it has to be homemade. It's got to be come out of the broiler, like bubbling on top.
It's got to have a crispy panko top.
It's
got
to be done right. There's a lot of bad mac and cheese.
But I eat mac and cheese, but I'm not.
All right.
But I'm not a goo goo gaga for mac and cheese type guy.
So the missing dish wasn't mashed potatoes, wasn't stuffing, wasn't mac and cheese, wasn't turkey.
Yeah, and turkey, I wouldn't consider. Turkey's a main dish.
Cranberry sauce.
No, but that's a great guess. I do like cranberries and cranberry sauce. Green bean casserole was not on the table
really
this year, and it's always on the table during Thanksgiving.
I got to say,
and I know
everyone eats it. I don't think I had it, and I didn't miss it. I think we just had green beans.
Oh, I definitely miss it. I don't even know what it is. I just know it's green beans. There's French's onions things that you
it's
put on top.
Have, it's got to have then some like cream
of mushroom. Yeah, something along those lines. It's delicious. I love it. It wasn't on the table, but I feel like I handled it very well. At the end, I noticed that I didn't have any, and I think it wasn't there. And I said, did I miss the green bean casserole? Oh, I'm so stuffed. I can't believe I missed
Mom,
it.
Mom, did you forget? Did you leave it in the oven?
Yeah. My mom has done that before.
Yeah.
But she said, no, we had broccoli casserole instead. I said, I didn't realize that.
Oh. So, broccoli cheese casserole?
Yeah, like broccoli and cheese.
Rice?
No rice. Just broccoli and with cheese.
Oh, I guess that's just, broccoli.
Yeah, I don't know.
Broccoli with some cheese sauce.
Yeah, that's basically what it was. But but no green bean casserole. That had me bitter. Not really bitter, but.
What about dessert?
We had apple pie, obviously.
Uh-huh.
This apple pie, this iteration of apple pie was probably the best that my mom had made in a long, 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 long time. She did a crumble cookie crust. So instead of like a regular dough pie crust, mm-hmm. it had like a crumble cookie crust. And then she also made
some apple crumbles.
Yeah. She also made a pumpkin cheesecake.
Oh,
I had one of each.
I would literally kill you for a pumpkin cheesecake right now.
Cork or trainer, close your ears. Yeah. I had pumpkin cheesecake and I had one of each. But
you know what? One second on our trainer. He's an asshole because you're texting me. Leave that in there. I want him to hear that. He's texting me like 20 minutes before dinner. Don't go crazy. Can I enjoy one meal? You know, can I have fun for 1 hour and then get back on track? Without you making me hate Thanksgiving, you ruined 364 days of my year.
Give me one day. Give me one goddamn day.
Can I have Thanksgiving?
But here was the depressing part about Thanksgiving, at least. So every year at Thanksgiving, we basically turn the page to Christmas. After you're done eating, Christmas is kind of starting.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's kind of true in every household, whether you're starting to look at deals at Best Buy for Black Friday and all that stuff. But it's the present talk. All right. Mm. Every time Thanksgiving ends, the pies are come out. Everyone's going, what do you want for Christmas?
Yeah.
Get your list out. We got to get ready. Christmas is only 30 days away. What does everybody want for Christmas?
Right.
And so, I asked my parents. My parents, they go, I don't know. We don't need anything. By the way, my dad just bought a 75-inch TV because he won't get his eyes fixed, so he'll just buy a bigger TV.
That's one way to solve a problem.
Yeah,
just get the bigger TV.
And I said, Dad, why didn't you tell me you needed a new TV? Mm-hmm. I would have, you know.
Oh, you were gonna buy your dad a TV? Well, look at you, money bags.
No, I would,
Mr. MGM, final table.
No, I would have gotten with my brother, and we could have split a 75-inch TV for my dad.
Yeah,
you know, one of those types of things. Or they always say, I want an experience. And then my mom goes, she goes, why don't you just order stuff to the house and I'll wrap it? And that was so depressing to me. So
that's the end of Christmas. If that's the way you're doing. Like, what are we even doing here?
I mean, I know I'm 36 and like, I'm not a child, but there's no glee anymore to Christmas. Cause I've literally ordered like two pairs of jeans to my, I purchased two pairs of jeans and sent them to my parents' house to have my mother wrap them for me.
I know you don't believe in lists and things like that with gifts for your parents anymore, but I'm telling you, that's what you have to do. You put 10 things on a list, and then at least there's some anticipation about what on the list did they get you.
I know. Like, well, also, my parents know what to get me. They golf balls and golf shirts. All right? I'm not hard to shop for. But they've taken all of the anticipation out from it by me just ordering exactly what I want to the house and then having it wrapped.
You refuse to participate in that. Just say, I'm not going to do that. You can get me nothing, or you can just get me something that you think I would like. I'm not ordering myself presents.
It takes all of the...
Just get me a gift card then. I'll do it myself.
It takes all the sting out of Christmas morning now.
Yeah, of course.
Is that I've basically... like, Mom, I don't need Christmas to do my own shopping. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let me tell you about my tilt of Thanksgiving, Valdez. That sounds
like tilt of the holiday.
So, believe me, I do not care what political party anybody is, or like what your, maybe that's not even the right phrase, but like which your beliefs, okay?
What side of the fence you are.
Yes. Especially
you're not going to change the world.
Yeah.
Well, but with what
if it affects my life, if your opinion affects my life, then I get Rick.
Okay.
All right. So
what do you mean by affecting your life?
Let me can I just tell you that I loved it when TK Kirkland told the guys to shut up and let him talk. It was so funny to me.
Let me finish my story,
JP.
Why did that enter your head right now?
I almost said, let me relax and I'll tell you.
Okay. I was trying to set you
up.
No,
you were. You didn't do anything wrong. So I went over to my in-laws' house, and they invite friends over that I've met 100 times, and I actually really like them as people.
Okay.
But I'll just say this. They are very left-wing.
So,
right?
So friends of your in-laws are like family friends?
Family friends.
Okay.
Of them.
Okay.
Right.
Like neighbors or...
No, they live in Montgomery County, but they've just been longtime friends. Okay. I mean, they used to work together in some capacity. So, you know, I bring over the mac and cheese.
Runny mac and cheese.
But they bring over dessert.
Okay.
And again, I'm somewhere in the middle, so you really are not going to offend me either way. But they brought over apple pie.
Oh, I love apple pie.
And they kicked open that front door. The apple pie's here. We brought apple pie. And I'm like, oh, I love apple. Everybody,
hot apple pie.
From the little mom and pop's store down the street.
Oh, side of the road pie stand.
And I'm thinking of Mom's Apple Pie in Aldi. I'm thinking of the place in Leesburg. I forget the name of it that people rave about. One of those types of places, right?
Yeah, that's where I get my blackberry pie. Every birthday, I get a blackberry pie.
And they put that pie down on the counter, and they go, look how big this is. And I go over there, and the first thing that I notice, it's got a giant sticker on it that says, vegan. Vegan apple pie, which to me says, there's no eggs in the crust.
That's what I was going to ask, is what makes a vegan
eggs,
apple
pie? Eggs. And so they had some gluten-free apple pie.
How do you make dough without eggs?
I don't, I mean, you can be, it can be done. right? It was a cardboard apple pie. When I ate it, I smothered it in ice cream from my in-laws. That's the only way I could eat it.
Did you have a bite?
Sure, it was edible, but it just wasn't good. There's a video that going around where like this black lady screaming at her family and saying, test out recipes on your own time. Don't bring your crap. You're testing something out on Thanksgiving, right? Don't bring the vegan apple pie to Thanksgiving. Do that all every other night.
No.
Your house.
This is what you do. You have one vegan.
Or do that.
One normal.
Or do that.
That's what normal people do.
I had one shot to have apple pie for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and you let hippies bring in.
These hippies brought it's an organic vegan apple pie. I don't need, you're not saving, no one's saving the world on Thanksgiving. those eggs aren't even fertilized.
I know.
What are we doing?
Hey, Dan, let me ask you a question. The same people that brought that vegan apple pie, were they shoving honey baked ham down their throat?
No, they did eat the turkey though, so I don't even know the point of it.
I know
they're not vegans. They're not even vegans. They're not even vegetarians.
No. Here's what it is.
What is it? A statement. It was a statement.
No. Laziness. They forgot to make the pie or get the pie.
No,
it was the only
it was
one
a
left.
Statement
it was
piece.
The only one left in Safeway.
It's a statement piece.
Oh, so they wanted attention dollars on Thanksgiving?
I don't know. I don't want, this goes for both sides. If every decision in your life is made by which side of the aisle on, you're doing something wrong, okay? They're so nice. They're the nicest people, okay? For my kids' birthday, they got them gifts, which I'll be honest, outside of my family, nobody gets them gifts. No, why would you do that? So they're so kind.
Right. Unless there's a party, it's...
And they bought them t-shirts.
Oh, that's very
okay?
nice. Hey, are they from Target?
No. And I have girls, okay?
I
want my girls to be proud to be girls.
Yes. Okay.
And so they bought them these iconic women T-shirts.
Okay, like what's the one with the words they have the
like something like that? Yeah,
yeah,
the
where they make the muscle.
Like there was an
I can do it.
There was an Amelia Earhart one.
Yeah.
Okay, which would be great. They got Tinsley a Ruth Bader Ginsburg one, okay. And Tinsley loves the shirt because it's cute and it's a caricature of Ruth,
okay.
And it's yellow, yeah. And it just pops, yeah. And so she loves the shirt,
right.
Okay,
right.
And she wears it all the time.
But then I hear
and you're walking around Loudoun. I'm walking around Loudoun and I'm advertising. I look like some huge lib that I'm a proud dad of my girl, yeah. Who loves the Supreme Court Justice Ruth RGB.
Yeah.
And then Blake, they got,
this might be the show we start hemorrhaging listeners. By the way,
no,
I know what you mean.
Yes,
trust me, people need to just slow their roll.
Slow your roll. Like
you're not changing the world. You're not changing people's minds. This isn't some civil war that's happening.
And then the other one, Blake's,
you know what I like?
Blake's got some lilac colored one. And I think it's political, but I'm not really sure. This one's less political to me because it's not directly involved. But it's an artist, the unibrow artist, the Mexican female. You've seen her picture before. Her name's Frida Kahlo, I believe is what her name is.
I guess, but I'm not cultured. I don't really know who she is.
I think that's her name. I think it's political. I think it's a big lip thing, but I'm not sure because I haven't even cared enough to look into that one. But I know RGB is.
Do you know what I miss?
What?
When knowing someone's political beliefs used to be like the KGB.
Hush, hush.
Like, yeah, it used to be the KGB. You never used to go up to someone and say, what do you believe in? Right?
Mm-hmm.
What happened to that? Oh, I know exactly what
that's
you're
who she is.
Yes.
Frida Kahlo probably is.
But whatever happened to that sentiment where it was like,
especially at Thanksgiving,
the CIA,
uh-huh.
You know what I mean? You had, I still don't even know what my mom votes for.
Well, I know my mom, I don't know. My dad, I do know,
but Yeah, I'm the same way, but it's just, it's like Fort Knox trying to figure out what some people...
I like being secretive. I guess yeah. I'm... well, we have more so, not apathy, but we're somewhere in the middle, so we don't get that worked up about
it. We're not pulled to each...
Right.
Yeah, we're... Yeah.
Anyways.
But I don't know. That's I guess that's my political
I just
rant.
Wanted a big, fat, doughy, juicy apple pie for dinner.
I know.
With that crunchy apple.
Yeah. You wanted it running down, running down your t-shirt, big stain. your belly hanging out after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. That was my tilt of Thanksgiving.
Oh, well, I feel bad for you.
Well, you don't have to feel that bad. I'm sure someone had a worse Thanksgiving than he did.
I know. Someone probably got disowned by their family for bringing a boyfriend.
Which junkie do you think had the best and worst Thanksgiving?
Best and worst. Well, worst I know what it is Jason's.
Jason, the 52 man.
52 man Thanksgiving. Yeah. I can't believe he agreed to that.
He definitely did not. He just kept that secret until Thanksgiving, pretty much. Like, that should have been a discussion on the show for weeks about
I don't know, maybe the stress of planning it.
Yeah.
And then he knew that if he brought it up and was bitter about it, maybe Teresa would get bitter. Not necessarily bitter, but she didn't want to hear the crap because of hosting a party.
Would you make of the people not helping clean up, doing the dishwashing?
Dude, I couldn't believe that. I think that's usually standard.
I think it's standard.
Yeah. My mom slaved over the oven all day long on not only just on, when was that, Thursday, but Wednesday night as well, prepping everything.
Of course.
It's honestly, it's tradition that we get in the assembly line and just start washing the dishes, drying them, stacking them up, putting them away.
I got to be honest. I didn't help out this year. I actually feel really bad about it. I can't remember all the details. I know the Commanders were playing, so I was distracted by that. And I think I was probably entertaining my kids.
Yeah.
I also do the bit where my kids eat dinner for like 5 minutes and then they're done. Oh. And so then I take them away so everyone else can eat in peace.
Oh, that's
so I scarfed down. So I kind of ate that bullet, even though they're my kids.
Yeah.
And somebody did the dishes. I don't even know. It wasn't me. I feel bad, but.
How long was your Thanksgiving?
We got there. I don't like these people who eat at 12:30.
Well, you realize that I ate at 1.
We did that one year at the Cahill house growing up. The rest of the day is ruined.
No, you got nothing to look forward to.
Leftovers. You're going to eat a leftover. Why not just push it back a few hours? You eat a small breakfast, nice protein bar, something like that, around 8 or 9 a.m., tide you over, and then by 3:30, 4, actually, we didn't eat till 4:30, 5 o'clock.
See, I would like to start incorporating apps. I was very jealous of everyone who was like doing
apps. Yeah, and the hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah, who were doing apps and hors d'oeuvres before the main course.
I brought...
Because when you... At 7 o'clock at night, you start getting hungry again. And when you eat a big meal at 12:30...
Yeah. I brought over the laziest hors d'oeuvre thing ever.
Is it that provolone thing you showed me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, can I... It was a big hit.
It was.
I saw on Instagram... Everyone listening probably saw the same thing.
This is all going to get in your algorithm right now, so...
It was the turkey. It looked like a turkey, but it was.
It's a pepperoncini.
It was a pepperoncini.
Yeah,
pepperoni, salami, and provolone, and you create it, and it makes it look like a gobbler turkey.
Yeah, so the stem of the pepperoncini,
is like
whatever you call it,
the chest and the mouth of the turkey,
yeah, the beak and everything,
and then the pepperoni and salami is the. Yeah, the tail, I guess. They look so cute.
What did everyone say? Oh, that is so clever.
Yeah, way to go. Where did you? How did you know how to do that?
What did you say? Did you say Pinterest?
Yeah, something with Pinterest, Instagram. Yeah, that's what we did.
The best one. I would say, you know, I would probably say cakes because I just the driving to New Jersey just seems so cumbersome.
Yeah, but EB said they did it in 3.5 hours.
Okay, that's not that bad. And JP, if you're driving every weekend like EB, then...
Yeah, it's no big deal. Lurches are the worst. I think Cakes probably had the best. Where do the Wertheimers live? Did he go to the Wertheimers?
Don't they live close by?
Yeah. They live over there somewhere, yeah. So Cakes probably had the most low-key.
Plus,
But it is good seeing family.
Plus, Cakes has a low-key awesome palate, I feel like. You know how JP and Eric argue about who has the best palate?
You think Cakes has the best palate?
I think Cakes, besides his weird thing about his weird aversion to cheese.
Yeah, I mean, that's not, that's a massive
negative for Cakes. If you can look past that, like, he talks about how he has prime rib for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's an A-plus main course that no one really talks about.
Well, prime rib is more of a Christmas dinner.
I know, but anytime you can have prime rib, I feel like it's awesome. With horseradish and the mm-hmm. sauce. So yeah. I can imagine them having a great spread. And I'm sure Cakes kind of eats around the cheese stuff, but they got to have cheese dishes.
Well, of course, yeah. He probably just picks around. There is actually not a lot of cheese involved in, if you're not eating mac and cheese.
Yeah, there isn't that much.
Not a lot of cheese involved in Thanksgiving.
Hey, speaking of Cakes, a big topic on Monday's show that we did was Cakes doing his trip to the Shenandoah Falconry owl range.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I want to give props to Cakes. We kind of crushed him to start, but to be honest with you, that falls in line with my IJS mantra of it's just sports. The fact
that, no, it doesn't.
What do you mean by that?
Because your IJS, don't lose track of what your original IJS was. And I think even you are losing that.
Okay.
Your IJS is that you're not going to be devastated if your team loses.
Right. It doesn't affect my day-to-day operation.
But you still like sports. That was because JP tries to call you out on that. And now you're letting him infiltrate your mind.
All right.
Because when you say, I'm not going to watch that. No, you still like consuming sports.
Yeah, I like watching
the Ravens. But you're not going to cry. You're not going to smash your television when the Ravens lose. You're not going to let it ruin your day.
Yeah, it doesn't ruin my week. It doesn't ruin my day. The final seconds go off the clock in the fourth quarter, mm-hmm. and I move on with my life.
Right.
Win or lose.
Right. It's still enjoyable to you. It's not something you want to miss necessarily.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
You're not going to let it ruin your Thanksgiving like I did when you get stomped by the 49ers.
I love thinking about you depressed eating your vegan apple pie. All you want to do is drown your sorrows in Granny Smith's.
Yeah.
And you can't force it down with any more Breyers ice cream.
Yeah, yeah. The only moisture in that apple pie are my tears.
Yeah. Hey, maybe you should use your tears for shortening.
But here's the thing, dude. Cakes is awesome because he thinks about his wife and he follows through and he doesn't really care what the norm is. And so I'll give him props for
like he
that.
doesn't care that they were making fun of him, I guess mm-hmm. you could say, for doing that. Although it is kind of hypocritical of him. Because he was always the guy, what are you doing on a Sunday? You're going to the museum.
I know. He just tried to throw that back in your face when you said that you would be watching The Hero over the NFL.
Yeah, I know.
The NFL.
Guy, and then he went to a whole owl.
Yeah.
The NFL's king.
Yeah.
Except for me for 1 week because I planned this out. I give him props for planning this, too. The foresight of having to look at the schedule and know that he doesn't need to do a Commander's Day on Sunday mm-hmm. with Amy. Top notch. I'm kind of intrigued by the falconry. It sounds like a blast, except for the whole learning in a classroom.
I do a lot of boring things. That seemed butt boring to me. Sitting in a classroom, learning, taking notes on a Sunday when you're 53 years old about birds doesn't seem that fun. I'm more on with EB on that one of like, oh my God,
I guess this is what I want. I want the rush of having one land on me. I kind of want to.
Dude, that thing flew like 3 feet onto him. If it was from 200 yards away and you like waved your arm and that thing dive bombed at you and then
it
ate a mouse off your arm, that would be cool.
That's what I'm imagining.
No, video.
It's like I'm some sort of superhero.
That thing went,
I have a falcon sidekick.
No, that owl flew about 3 feet onto his arm. Which would be fine if you didn't pay $400 for it.
You think that owl is going, fuck, I got to do this thing where I fly on the guy's arm again?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is for the 20th time today.
I got to land on this flabby arm.
there's nothing. I just think it was poor planning by Cakes. It was a 3 or 4 day weekend. It was a four day weekend. Why couldn't he have done that on a Friday or Saturday? Why did he have to pick NFL
only,
Sunday?
Maybe they're only on weekends.
Okay, Saturday. I know Cakes doesn't watch college football. So he waited till 1 p.m. on Sunday to drive to Luray, Virginia, or whatever it was.
Luray. Hey, what did you make of Eric not knowing where the Shenandoah
was? This is embarrassing. There's been a lot of chatter about EB playing up his stupidness. And I'll be honest, as a guy who's right next to him every day, and Valdez as well, I don't know if he's if he's playing stupid or not.
I don't think it is. I think it's a defense mechanism, to be honest with you. I feel like...
Or he doesn't know something, so he just pretends, no. Or...
Well, he's just... I think Eric has been bullied enough by the show, in terms of, like, what he does, what he doesn't know, and stuff like that, that he just automatically... His default is to... I don't know anything because I can't be made fun of because
I'm making fun of myself.
Yeah, because I'm already saying I don't know anything. You can't accuse me.
It's total blanket. I don't know anything. So don't make fun of me.
Exactly. Yes. That's kind of.
But it's not. I'm stupid. It's I don't care. He never says I'm stupid. He says, Awad, you're stupid for not knowing things. But I just don't care about the things that I don't know. Have you noticed that?
You have me thinking now. Okay.
Why was he allowed to bully Awad for not knowing anything about life?
I don't know.
Eric doesn't know anything.
I feel like Eric should have that revoked. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
He should have that revoked.
When we're talking about EB's obliviousness.
Right.
Right? And not know anything. Now, look, do I know exactly where the Shenandoah National Forest is or where the town of Shenandoah is?
No, but you have an idea that...
I have a general idea. But the Shenandoah
Mountains run through central and western Virginia.
Yeah.
Through West Virginia.
Yes.
Like, you have an idea of what Appalachia is, and you know that the Shenandoah Mountains
are
in there.
But don't you think that... I just don't... It seems to be more than ever... The EB is playing stupid or just not knowing anything.
No, I think he's playing stupid because, well, number one, it might be an effort thing. It's an effort to think about stuff sometimes. And
he can't be bothered to.
Yes.
Remember I tell you, turn on that brain.
And then also I do feel like it is a defense mechanism. Mm. You can't accuse me of being stupid because I don't care and I don't want to know about this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can't say, oh, I'm botching where Shenandoah is. Like, if I say, oh, Shenandoah, damn, Cakes, you drove all the way to Tennessee. But by just punting knowledge in general, you can't be accused.
That's more of a general, I only care about the locals. All right. Don't make fun of me for not knowing who's
running back on the Dolphins because I only care about running backs here in DC.
Yeah.
It's the same. No, you're right. It's the same exact principle used for knowledge and logic that he's doing with the home team.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone. I don't know anyone who plays on the New Orleans Pelicans because I only care about the Wizards. It's the same. Yeah. You hit the nail on the head.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, I do think that he is playing it up some.
It's hard.
To not know that, like, anything about owls. He said, are there more than one? He just thought there was one owl, like one species of owls. He didn't know that owls can't turn their heads around. He doesn't know anything about owls. They're nocturnal. He literally didn't know anything. I'm not an owl guy, but, you know... I don't know. It was a little bit out there.
Do you want to know one of the observations I found in the owl segment? Did you notice there wasn't much? I was expecting so much like Temple Owl shtick.
Yeah,
there wasn't much because no one really remembered anything about the Temple Owls.
Oh, you wanted like John Chaney?
Yeah,
shtick?
John Chaney, Pepe Sanchez shtick.
Well, I thought JP couldn't JP do that.
I think he said John Chaney. Nobody could name any other Temple Owls. Or Lynn Greer. Wasn't he a silly Temple Owl?
What about, isn't Kurt Warner's son an owl?
Something like that.
I don't know his name. quarterback. All right. Well, I think Cakes is an awesome husband.
I'm glad. You know what? I'm glad he posted that, because I could imagine that. Like I feel like if Jess really wanted JP to go do an owl thing on a Sunday and planned it out and basically dragged him by his ear, I feel like JP wouldn't post about it.
Yeah. Cakes was not bragging, the totally wrong word.
No, I know, but
Cakes was showing love to his wife about something that they enjoy doing together.
No, I would say he's bragging. Like, hey, look at this cool thing I did today.
No, but he didn't do it just to show what a great husband he is.
He actually enjoyed it. I know, but I feel like all the rest of the guys, if they were in those shoes, they wouldn't even mention that they did that on a Sunday. You know what I mean?
The Sunday thing is the big deal for me.
Yes.
Because I know Cakes loves the NFL. Like, he loves sitting on his couch watching random and fantasy football and all that stuff. So the fact that he did that on the Sunday is a big deal. Now, look, I do lame things, too. I told you a week ago I was going to that holiday house on Black Friday.
Yeah,
so I spent 4 hours on Friday.
What was that again? You went to
It's the Luckett's Holiday House. Tickets are sold out. Don't even bother Googling it. You got to act fast next year. I bought mine on early September.
Easter?
When it first went on sale. But
what did you do?
Pretty cool.
What did you do?
It felt like a Hallmark movie out there.
Really?
Yes. It was chilly. It was perfect weather for getting in the mood for the season.
You were basically in a snow globe.
I was in so many
small townville USA.
So many white older ladies out there just perusing.
Mrs. Clausen.
Yeah. And me. But it got me in the mood. So Luckett's is I don't know if the right word is a flea market. That's not probably the right word, but it's a place out there in Luckett's, Virginia, outside of Leesburg, just outside of Leesburg, where it's a house and vendors where they sell stuff, furniture, all kinds of cool stuff, right?
Yeah, it's almost like a craft fair, a holiday craft fair.
Joanna Gaines type. It's like the Northern Virginia Joanna Gaines thing, Magnolia.
Yeah, Magnolia.
Okay.
Yeah.
But in the back of the property, they have this thing called the Holiday House that's only open for a month or two out of the year, and they spend all year getting ready for it. And you go out there and you basically just go inside of an old wooden house. And every single inch of the house is decorated in Christmas stuff that they're selling you.
That sounds fantastic.
A lot of glassware, and every room has a different theme. Oh. So you spent an hour in there.
What's one of the themes?
There was a pink room this year.
Oh, like Barbie.
I probably was playing off Barbie. I didn't even think about that. But it was pink, all the pink sand, pink everything. But it's all Christmas, so pink Santa Claus.
You would like
wallpaper. No, it was a lot of candy.
Oh.
Candy and sugar and pink and things like that. So it was almost like a candy confection room.
Yeah.
Christmas room.
Yeah, almost like the Elf Factory.
But there was the beige Christmas room, and I was trying to tell my wife that beige is out.
Oh. You tried doing church neck with her.
Yeah. She wasn't really, what are you talking about? Gen Z says that. I keep bringing that up to everybody, but no one else is interested.
Do you know I said that at Thanksgiving?
Was anybody interested?
Yeah. My sister-in-law.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I know. I brought that. That was part of my dinner conversation.
Gen Z millennials are into nostalgia.
That's what I swear to God. I'm at the dinner table, and then my brother goes to my dad and says, "Hey, are you going to decorate? You guys going to decorate for Christmas? You're going to put the lights up this year?" Mm-hmm. And then I hear Christmas and I hear lights, and then I said, "Hey, did you know that millennials are really like the colored lights this year?"
Yep. So we were out there for a couple hours. You know, there's fire pits, there's hot cocoa, there's spice cider.
Yeah.
They actually had a serving area where you could put your own booze in it if you wanted. They had
carolers.
There were not carolers. There should have been all kinds of Instagram photo sets with reindeer and wood. fake snow and all that kind of crap.
It sounds like
it was pretty cool. I spent $90 on an advent calendar
or
a wooden advent thing. It was pretty cool, but
advent calendars are silly.
They are. But so each day you pull out this wooden drawer and I got to put two chocolates in there, whatever we put in there every day. I guess I better figure that out. Tomorrow's day one.
I know. I have a beer one.
Oh, really? Classy.
Thanks, bud.
All right. Hey, let's take a quick break. When we come back, I got a guaranteed crab sports parlay for you.
Yeah,
and my portion of it, at least.
Yeah, and speaking of parlays, we got to talk about Jason.
Jason and FanDuel. Yeah.
And FanDuel. But before we do that, today's episode of Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep supports Matt, and Matt supports Bit Season. Get some today at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use promo code BITSEASON. Season for 10% off all orders, every order. Follow and like on social media at Don't Sleep Energy. And just a reminder, they are on Amazon. Search them, Don't Sleep Energy. We love Mike. And we'll get to Jason when we come back. This is Bit Season.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Welcome back to Bit Season, episode 107. Before we get into Jason, it's time for our Jumbo Lump Parlay presented by Crab Sports, Maryland's local sports book. Crab Sports is upping their game with a $500 first bet insurance promo for new customers. Place your first bet up to $500, and if it loses, Crab Sports will pay you back in free bets, so you have a second chance to win. Terms and conditions apply. Crab Sports are working in partnership with fellow Maryland homegrown brands like the Green Turtle with their free-to-play game. You win up to $25,000 three times a week, and it's completely free-to-play. Just submit your picks for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, and NFL Sunday, and depending on how many you get right, you will qualify for $25,000 cash, Green Turtle gift cards, and Crab Sports free bets. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER. Must be 21 years or older to play. Drabby, what is your Jumbo Lump Parlay play?
I got something I'm feeling great about. It's Friday night, so you got to get it in early as soon as you hear this. But all right. The Oregon Ducks are 9.5-point favorites over the Huskies for the final Pac-12 game ever, the Pac-12 championship. And
you are a Pac-12 aficionado.
I am.
I will say that.
Even though I just definitely lost my last Pac-12 bet on the show, but that doesn't matter. We're on to the next one. We're on to Cincinnati.
That's right. Next one.
Dude, I just don't think... I think people are sleeping on the Huskies. Uh-huh. 9.5 points for the Ducks. That just leaves so much room for Washington to get back into it, a late score. Even if you're losing by a lot, it's a lot of points for a championship game when you're talking about an undefeated team. Oregon's not more talented than Washington. Washington has not played as good in the second half of the season as they did earlier, but I think Penix was injured for a little bit. He had the flu one game. Yep. One of the games there was a torrential downpour, Valdez. Yeah. That I'm going to give him a pass for. Oregon just hasn't played anybody, and so they haven't been tested a lot recently.
Washington has had a tough schedule, I will say that. They're battle-tested.
Yeah, so Oregon, they've been
like
cruising.
You said, 9.5 is a lot for a championship game. I like the bet.
I love this bet.
And I think you are. It feels like everyone is in the world is on Oregon, too.
And when everyone is going one way.
When everyone zigs, you zag.
Yes.
Where did you learn that?
From my man, Matt Valdez.
My play is NFL Sunday.
Okay.
I'm going to take the under in Miami Commanders game. I'm buying into the weather report Sunday that it's going to be a sloppy rain fest. All right, it's going to be a torrential downpour. But I actually do feel like there is some credence into Ron Rivera taking over the defensive play calling duties. They're getting out the high schoolers, defensive back coaches. They're bringing in some real people to coach the defensive back. It's kind of a make or break game for this defense. So I really feel like they'll come to play. And to be honest with you, Miami, even though they are a kind of a fast-paced passing offense, they're a really good rushing team. So I just feel like if it's going to rain, Miami can just kind of grind this game down on the ground. And I kind of see like a 23-16 type game. So I'm definitely going under the 49.
49 doesn't seem like a lot of
49 and a half.
I trust you. They're going to get the old Dead cat bounce, as they call it on Wall Street, with the Ron Rivera switch up.
Yeah, that's what I like. Yeah, the new CEO is in town.
All right, that's our play for Crab Sports and the Jumbo Lump Parlay.
Yeah, you put Bit Season in, search for the Jumbo Lump Parlay when you download the app and go bet it. They have boosted odds for you.
And don't forget about the promo code Bit Season. All right, we want to talk about the Jason and the FanDuel drama from Wednesday on the show. Matt and I have been kicking it around here. I don't think we're still quite sure what to say about it. We don't want to make a bigger deal out of it than it already is, and we don't want...
We don't want people to get in trouble. We don't want...
I don't want to get... Sometimes you can't share everything. And I know everyone's excited to hear, we want to hear the inside baseball.
Yeah, what's Jason's punishments? Did we do something wrong? Did sales F up in any way?
Yeah, but you got to look. FanDuel is one of the station's biggest sponsors, and we don't really want to be in any crosshairs with them, myself and or management, for messing with the company's money and saying what we really think about Jason's behavior on Wednesday. But I think you can tell Matt and I were beyond frustrated and disappointed in Jason.
Look, if you see us out and about, You want to hear our real thoughts about it, tap us on the shoulder and say, Red Baron, what do you think about Jason Bishop?
And FanDuel.
Yeah, and FanDuel.
FanDuel drama. Yeah. Because FanDuel is a great partner of the radio station. They spend money all over the company in different markets. And I don't want any attention from the CEO or from people from FanDuel about something that I said on this dumb podcast that we're having. But we'll say this. Jason... Matt and I will believe was in the wrong. We believe he's being selfish and he was being cheap, obviously, and not a great endorser for the product on Wednesday.
Yeah, to be honest with you, what Jason was said and did is stupid, and I don't. Hopefully, he gets smarter about that, and he is a little less flippant about what he says and what he does,
and stop being so cavalier about a company that treats you very, very, very nicely.
Yes. Yeah. Right. I don't know what else to say about
it. Well, we do. I know. But I think people have to understand that we can't say everything on this show because we're still...
I know people... Look, corner us when we're out and ask us about the FanDuel deal. And then Drab will tell you. And I'll FaceTime Drab and he'll tell you.
What I actually am more that I do, as we have a few more minutes left here, Valdez, is that I want to talk about is your fascination, you and EB, with these dumb Spotify lists. Every year, you two get so excited like it's Christmas morning. Ooh, is a Spotify list coming out today? Spotify rap. I can't wait to see what's on mine. It's embarrassing. You sound like a little middle school girl. You're like one of those Swifties that I always talk about who refuses to mature. Everybody, sit down and listen. Let me share with you what my personal playlist is. You can be impressed.
Hey, did you see AWOD's list come out?
I couldn't have swiped any faster past that dumb story.
Hey, Spotify has this weird stranglehold on this rap thing. It's great promotion. Whoever in the marketing team at Spotify came up with this is a genius. I just think everyone's eager to show off what they like. And I think it's a connection tool. Everyone wants to see who is just like them, who's listening to the same stuff.
Hey, you are right about one thing. They do have the market cornered on the year-end wrap-up. Why are other social media programs...
Odyssey should have something like this, where hours logged on the radio station.
Why don't we do Junkies Wrapped, most listened to segment, because it's personalized. I guess we couldn't personalize
it. To be honest with you, I could tell you right now the most listened to segment on the entire year. Would you want to know?
I would like to know that. But right. I also want... I want to know my most engagement tweets of the year are.
Don't they already do that?
Biggest ratio tweet of the year.
Here, this is what we'll do. We'll go to Bit Season. Let's go to Bit Season. I'll tell you the number one downloaded episode ever. All right. Number two is our show that we did from the JPO.
That's our second most highest downloaded
segment. By the way, thank you. Props to our listeners. We have over a million total downloads. Did you know that, Drabby?
I would hope so, because it felt like on about episode three, we were bragging about 100,000.
So episode the second most downloaded episode is when we did our live show from the JPO at MGM. All right.
Mm-hmm.
That was also I got you your gift.
The Taco Bell gift card.
Our most downloaded episode. Mm-hmm. All right. Episode 67, Gift from God. Do you know why that is our number one downloaded Cakes, Spotify rap?
Cakes is on the
EB. EB was on there. Yeah, what a kick in the nuts.
Kick in the nuts.
The biggest kick in the nuts.
I bet you the Cakes one is second.
Probably.
JP was on once. That's probably third or fourth.
Tom Booze, Morbidly Unhealthy, Drinking Show Recap. Wow, we really hit our stride in the 50s.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't see anything recently on that list.
No, I was going to say, where are we at, 107?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not, man, we've gone downhill quickly. Hey, all right, we can try and figure out the Junkies most downloaded episode, Spotify episode.
Of all time?
Of all time, the Junkies
Wrapped. Junkies Wrapped, maybe from the past year.
Yeah, we can do past year, program analytics. We should be putting these out. We're marketing geniuses. Go get CK.
I want to know my top Instagram story of the year, like the most views or the most likes.
Okay. Last 12 months, the number one rated downloaded clip for the Junkies. All right.
Whoa.
December 8th, 2022. What is that? Oh, there, here it is. Let's see. November 15th, Heineken. Oh, Lisa Ann in studio. Look at that.
Yeah, Lisa Ann, that was just over a year ago.
Hey, look, Skippy made it in here, too. You'd love that.
This is a survivor.
I say yes, the survivor.
Say Feinstein, John Feinstein.
John Feinstein's on here, too. Oh, Major Tutty revealed.
All right, it's a good mix of stuff. It's kind of like the Junkies. Some shtick in there.
Hey, look, Pete Haley. Wow.
Ryan the Stallion recap. That's probably one.
From Lisa Ann, too.
Yeah.
All right. That's not bad.
I don't see any Drab and Valdez title segments.
Yeah, no
titled
segments for us. Oh well,
that's all right. Why every year do you act like that Spotify rap thing is rocking the world and everyone's talking about it and it's the biggest thing?
No, it's because it just comes out of nowhere, and you're not really thinking about it during the year, and it's kind of weird that they're accumulating all of your hours logged.
The
listen
Big Brothers,
to. Yeah, basically. And you don't know. You probably think, oh man, I probably listened to this guy so many times, and you realize he's number fifth, or he's fifth on your list. Also, it's embarrassing that I share the Beatles with AWOD as my top five artists.
That's one of your top five artists.
One of my top five artists.
Oh, that stinks.
I know.
But here's the thing. You think people care about that. Nobody cares. Like, nobody cares what you shot, Valdez.
Yeah,
nobody cares about your Spotify playlist.
I didn't say they do.
I know, but that's the whole point of this thing. So you can post it and then get the word going. Then everyone starts looking at theirs. And then so it's water cooler. It's a water cooler thing.
It was also embarrassing that Eric couldn't figure out how to use his Spotify Wrapped.
Well, are you surprised? No. Captain Oblivious.
No, I'm not. Hey, and if you go back and you listen to that, Eric had Parker McCollum on his top five, and then Jason asked him for a song from Parker McCollum, and he couldn't name one.
I did notice that. Goes into his whole thing where he's Mr. Country, but he can't name any songs. We just talked about that like recently.
Yes, yes.
It was like Toby Keith.
Yeah, he's fake country.
Or Morgan Wallen.
Oh, my God. Yeah, if I could hear Morgan Wallen one more time. It's actually making me ashamed of liking Morgan Wallen.
Well, you actually saw him in concert.
I did.
Right. All right, guys. Appreciate you hanging out with us this episode. Again, I wish we could talk more about the Jason thing, but probably cover our own ass. I don't want to. And Valdez doesn't want to.
Look, it would be very entertaining for you guys, but
Red Baron.
Yeah, but there's just some stuff. We like our jobs. Right?
Most
days. Yeah, some days.
I like my paycheck. Yeah. It comes every 2 weeks.
I like drab.
Unless you're Valdez who thinks we get paid every 6 days.
I was confused. I didn't know when we got paid.
All right.
I'm too busy buying my own Christmas gifts.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We will see you next time on Bit Season and on the Junkies tomorrow.
See ya.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.